I'm Keith Peters reporting. Government figures show violent crime dropped again in 2023.
The FBI is showing another drop in violent crime last year after pandemic-era highs. The FBI figures from its Uniform Crime Reporting Program show violent crime dropped about 3% in 2023. Murders dropped almost 12% from the year before. In 2022, violent crime dropped back to near pre-pandemic levels after a sharp spike in 2020 linked to the coronavirus lockdowns, a time when people weren't at work and there were worries about personal health and the economy. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Donald Trump will attend a long-running charity dinner next month, but Kamala Harris will skip the event. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Since 1960, it's been a tradition for presidential candidates to attend and speak at the Al Smith Charity Dinner in New York. Trump has accepted the invitation for the event, which takes place 2.5 weeks before the election. Harris, however, will skip the event in favor of campaigning in a battleground state. The dinner, benefiting Catholic charities, traditionally has been used to promote collegiality, with presidential candidates from both parties appearing on the same night and trading barbs. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A mentally ill man who killed 10 people at a Colorado supermarket in 2021 has been found guilty of murder and faces life in prison. Jurors reached their verdict Monday in the trial of Ahmad Alyssa. His attorneys did not dispute that Alyssa, who has schizophrenia, fatally shot 10 people, including a police officer in the college town of Boulder. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 61 points, the NASDAQ rose 25, the S&P advanced 16. This is SRN News. The Southern Baptist Convention takes on sexual abuse. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
The denomination's executive committee has voted to establish a department whose only purpose will be to prevent and root out abuse in local congregations. Spokesman Jeff York tells Baptist Press, quote, "We have had two task forces that have done difficult and hard work, but it's time to stop talking about what we're going to do and take an initial strategic step of action that puts into place an administrative response to this issue." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Some churches are launching new Christian schools on their campuses, seeking to give parents more education options that align with religious values. State school voucher programs are not the driving reason, but they are making the startup process easier. In Florida, Ohio, and other states, there is now a greater availability of taxpayer funding to pay for K-12 private school tuition. This is SRN News. More records are broken on Wall Street.
Stocks edged higher in quiet trading on Wall Street, enough to mark some more record highs. The S&P 500 rose 0.3% Monday. The benchmark index is coming off its fifth weekly gain in the last six. The Dow added 61 points. That's about 0.1%. Both indexes set their latest all-time highs last week. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.1%. Tesla closed higher, wiping out the last of its losses for the year. The electric vehicle maker added 4.9%. Treasury yields held relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 3.75%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Consumer surveys show that most Americans remain unhappy with the economy, still bruised by an inflation rate that hit a four-decade high 2 years ago. Yet in the view of some economists, the shift towards steadily lower borrowing rates could eventually boost consumer sentiment. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.